So what happened was I was walking the dog with my wife yesterday afternoon. It was a scorching hot weekend here in the Bay Area. We went on a walk to the market. As we were walking back, we round a corner about three blocks from our house, and there's a couch that somebody had abandoned on the sidewalk, because that's the kind of neighborhood I live in. And as we're passing the couch, we notice that there are flames starting to emanate from the top of this couch, from the back part. There's just like a little bit of flame going on. It's not blazing yet, but there's fire there. And so the crucial moment is that moment where we're looking at the flame and we look at each other, and without even talking about it, we both had this sort of like, is this our problem kind of thing. I would be lying if I didn't say part of me was just like, let's move the fuck on. This isn't our deal. But that only happened really super fast. I mean, and in the next microsecond, we were both like, oh no, fuck, we have to put this fucking fire out. Like, this is crazy. There's a fire in public here. I should say that, again, it's scorching hot and dry. It's an old, super dry couch, and about 2 feet behind this couch is a wooden fence of a house, and even closer than that, a foot away on the curb, is a parked car, okay? And so there's no question all of a sudden that we have to do something about this fire. And my first thought, of course, is to dial 911, but a woman is riding by on her bicycle at the same time, and she pulls out her phone, and so I'm yelling at her, you got it? You got it? You're going to call 911? And she's like, yeah, I got it. And as I'm doing that, my wife takes a blanket that was sitting on top of the couch and throws it over the flame. So that worked for a second because it muffled it. And I'm thinking, okay, crisis averted. But then the next thing that happens is the blanket goes up in flames, and now the couch all of a sudden basically like conflagrates. It goes from something that's amusing and weird and an odd thing to see on your Saturday to like a fucking hazard. And smoke starts billowing up immediately from this thing. And we immediately shift into overdrive, where my wife and I are both like, bang on doors. We got to get a hose. Somebody's got to be around here to get a hose while this other woman's calling 911. So my wife bangs on a door. I cross the street to where the next closest house is. I bang on a door. And what happens at both of these first houses is that people are home and they don't do jack shit. I can see the people inside the house that I'm banging on, and I'm yelling, there's a fire, there's a fire. And they're just looking at me like I'm probably a psychotic who wants to come in and kill them. And they don't answer the door for me. Over at where the house where my wife is, the guy is looking at the fire. He actually steps outside of his house. He looks at the fire and he looks at my wife, and he's just said something along the lines of, well, what do you want me to do about it? So I go over to one door down from the house I'm at, and because this thing, as I'm telling you, it's like a black cloud of smoke billowing up in the neighborhood now. The guy next door, he's like pulling a shirt on, and he comes outdoors with his two little boys, and he's just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, do you have a hose? Because we got to do something. And he goes into the same mode as I do. He grabs his hose, he throws it to me. I run across the street with the hose, and he turns it on, and then basically I spend the next maybe 7 minutes or so putting this fire out. And as I'm doing it, more and more people start coming out of their homes. You know, it's a scene. And what strikes me, it didn't strike me at the time, I'm just doing it. I'm just doing what I had to do. I'm putting this thing out and waiting for the fire department. And I don't know if I'm going to succeed or not. I'm just thinking, well, the least I can do is try to contain this thing until the people who know what they're doing get here. So I actually do manage to get it out. But what strikes me the most is not one person comes over to help me. Not one person. And we're talking about like a crowd now. You picture any movie with a crowd scene or any accident that you've driven by or whatever or seen. You've got the people standing around. It crossed my mind this morning that I never did actually say to anybody, like, get over here and help me. You know, I never asked for the help. But on the other hand, nobody volunteered the help. So that's really the story. The fire goes out. Basically, as the last flames are coming out, the fire truck roars up, and they joke around with me a little bit. The guy says, thanks for doing my job. And I head along on my way with my wife and my dog, and that's the end of the story. So the point of it really is not to say that I'm awesome, though, you know, it was kind of awesome, but that who wouldn't do what I did? It didn't seem like there was a choice, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Well, before we jump in, tell us what you discovered from your readers who weighed in on the bystander effect.
Well, the bystander effect, it's based on psychological studies done after the Kitty Genovese case in New York City, you know, that famous case where a woman was stabbed to death and all these people heard it and nobody did anything about it. The notion is that apparently there's an inverse proportion between the number of people standing around and the number of people who will actually then do anything about whatever is happening at the time. And the notion being that people will do what other people are doing. So if people see a crowd and they come outside to look at it and they see that nobody else is doing anything, they figure, well, I guess I don't have to do anything either. Or if they see somebody taking care of it, it's not their problem. That's what I wrote on the blog, was that my feeling before we had even had the hose, but we were running around on the street trying to get help. There were already people there. More people could have jumped in. Somebody else could have gotten the hose. It didn't need to be me. And what I wrote on the blog was, look, I didn't start the fire, and this wasn't even my neighborhood. The people whose houses these were, whose were in danger, they're just standing there while me and my wife are running around like chicken with our heads cut off. And I think the bystander effect sort of explains that, in that, well, there's people dealing with it, so why should I? Which is a weird phenomenon, rather than let's all chip in and help.
Right. The only thing I can say is, living in New York, riding the subway in New York, sometimes you'll have someone get on the train who's aggressive or maybe kind of crazy, or they're saying things that are, you know, they're going into a religious rant or a racist rant or an anti-Semitic rant or something like that. And the thing in New York, which I don't know if it's in the rule book when you get here or you just pick it up by osmosis, but definitely in New York, riding the subway, you don't engage people. You definitely don't look that person in the eye. And the sad thing is, if you confronted the person, now it is New York, it could escalate, but odds are they'll probably back down. But what happens is that you don't want the person to fixate on you. So you just, like, eyes lowered. After they leave, maybe you sort of look over at the person standing next to you and, like, roll your eyes like, wow, wasn't that crazy? I think the bystander effect explains pretty well, but it is still, as you said, pretty shocking that in their own neighborhood, the people themselves who would have been imperiled by this thing still had that feeling of like, hey, someone else is dealing with it. One of the things that cavemen figured out pretty early on is that fire's got some awesome uses. It's also pretty fucking dangerous. So this thing that maybe they themselves probably couldn't even... they'd have a hard time articulating it in the moment, would probably be pretty embarrassed if it were pointed out to them after the fact. That's fire. That's dangerous. Looks like someone's handling it. I'll watch.
Right. I'd just like to think that if I was on the other side of that, if I came out the door and I saw some dude in an EA t-shirt and flip-flops and shorts walking a chihuahua, I'm no, like, fucking macho man here in this situation. I'm clearly out of my element, that I would run over and make sure he was okay, or chip in. Maybe I wouldn't. I don't really know. I can't honestly say I know the answer to that question. I'd like to think I would. I mean, the same way that my lizard brain decision was fire, put this fucking thing out.
The other thing that might happen, too, is a certain amount of embarrassment setting in. Like, if I'm in the crowd, let's say, and I've watched you for 2 minutes working on this thing, then do I start to feel either consciously or subconsciously, like, what if I step in, and even though you're saying you're no hero, or you're not James Bond or Neo or any of those, or Jason Bourne, what if I step forth onto the stage now in front of this audience, and I don't look as heroic as you when I'm doing what I'm doing, or I don't know what I'm doing, or I feel like I'm getting in your way, or you're the alpha guy on the scene? There's so many things that could play into that. I think the end result of no one pitching in is completely wrong, besides the guy who provided the hose.
And in fact, that guy then, he did come over to me. So the one guy who did choose to participate then participated more. Because once I had the fire under control, we realized it was flaming from underneath, so he helped me kick it over. It was interesting to me, and I really am trying to do this in a non-braggy way. It was just interesting to me, and I was glad that that ended up being what my gut level decision was, because you don't know what you're going to do in those kind of situations. And again, I'd be lying if I didn't say that, like, for one half second I was just like, Ani, let's get the fuck out of here. but then something else takes over, and you're just like, this is a bad scene. I mean, we look at the fire, we look at the fence, we look at the car, and we see a woman on the phone with 911, and who knows how long that's going to take.
Did anyone in the crowd say anything afterwards, or as you guys were on the way? Like, did anyone?
That was another thing. I didn't think about that until the morning. Nobody thanked me except for the guy with the hose.
Wow.
The guy with the hose, as we're walking down the street, he just yells, "Thanks, man, thank you." But we walked right by other people who didn't say anything. Walked right by him.
See, I think in that particular case, I would have probably stopped and watched the couch burn, because it'd be interesting to observe like what level of threat it takes for the people who are watching this to act. Where instead, yeah, like you acted at an early state, to your credit, and prevented a problem from being exacerbated and a block of homes being burned or something. But it'd be interesting to observe, like, at what point does the tower of flames require action, yeah, from people? I mean, embarrassingly enough, that might be what I would have watched. Like, I would have just stopped and wondered, like, how long is it going to take one of these people whose home would be threatened to act?
Yeah.
And just sort of like generally to observe how lazy and pathetic people can be. Some of us are heroes, some of us aren't.
It's funny because the event itself happened just so randomly and unexpectedly. I mean, we're just going on a walk on a Saturday. I mean, until that point in the day, all I had done is fucking play Pokemon on my couch. So for something like that to happen, and then we were joking about it on the way home, and it wasn't until I slept on it and woke up in the morning that it sort of hit me like, wow, that was like kind of extraordinary and like kind of traumatic in a way. And even though nothing bad happened, that, yeah, I was shook by the lack of help. That shook me, but I have to think it's just this phenomenon that people have linked to me, or that there was something along those lines that created the circumstance in which people didn't come over. Because you really don't want to think, when it comes down to it, in a crisis situation. I mean, God, think about United Flight 91, right?
Yeah.
That at a time of great crisis, that people aren't going to act. I mean, I don't know how we survive as a species if you think people can't rally at moments when their lives are in danger. Not to bum us out on a Sunday afternoon here.
I want to go back to something you said a long time ago that I've sort of admittedly been fixated on. You have a chihuahua?
Not only should you be watching while I'm putting out the couch, you should be actively making fun of me.
Nice flip-flops.
Nice pony legs on the guy. Exactly, yeah. Welcome to 1976, dude.
Hey, I remember when Tevas were cool when I was in high school.
That would have been awesome.
And who knows, maybe a little levity might have actually encouraged people, uh-huh, people to join in.
It probably actually would have calmed my nerves had Luke Smith been on the side there completely razzing me. That might have actually made it a lot easier to handle that situation. So, Luke, really, no heroics to share with your adoring fans who already think you fucking walk on water?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head now. I mean, if I really sat and thought about it, maybe there was probably something from when I was a Boy Scout. I'm sure there's some sort of like dude fell through the ice and rescue mission type shit. I don't remember, man.
Oh, sure. You were embezzling the Boy Scout dudes at that point.
You're going to be big and in demand when the World Series is over.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be calling on you. It's going to be like your bat signal.
Right. There's a couch fire.
What would your costume look like if you were
for couch fire guy?
Your flame out is what your superhero name is.
Yeah, the flamer. Yeah, no, maybe not. That doesn't have a good ring to it. I don't know.
No, that just didn't seem to take.